Yes, Felicet from the Felicet video.
There's without Icos. Well,
there's the lizard from the Larry thing.
It's me, Larry the Lizard from Buffering. You can see me on ITVX.
Are you you're doing something with Ian Sterling at Lowry, aren't you?
I'm opening for him.
Yeah. Can we come?
No.
Are we recording?
We've been recording for the last 1.5 minutes. This is
this could be some of the best.
This is great stuff.
Well, mainly I was talking about audio things.
Yeah.
Visuals.
Yeah.
Well, he's put a hat on now, so that'll make it more more dynamic.
Yeah. Well, this echo, it'll add to the sound.
Buffering from earlier.
Buffering.
Introduce him before we all die.
Welcome to Wherever You Are, to a very special Alfsplaining with me, Ben Baker.
And me, John Matthews.
And normally, this is an episode-by-episode look at the sitcom Alf, but we're doing something different, aren't we?
We've gone out and about.
Sideways.
On
it's
location.
A sideways episode. Zany?
Wacky.
But no, we're not introduced you. Could you please? We've got a guest that it's ruined now.
I can't believe it. Should we go?
You know what? I feel we've driven all this way. We should at least say hello to Phil Fletcher,
National Treasure. Thank you for having me on your podcast, Alfsplaining.
The man behind such characters as Piston.
Hi,
Terry Mole.
Scrape, scrape, scrape.
And Swads.
Oh, shite!
Rick the Lion.
All right, I'm Rick, and I ain't lying.
Basil Brush.
Boom, boom.
Grover.
Hello!
And from the world of television, Larry the Lizard.
Oh, yes, welcome to Larry the Lizard's appearance on the podcast.
And most famously, ladies and gentlemen, the people's princess himself, Hacker T-Dog.
Are you all right, cockers? We're just normal men. We're just innocent Alf fans.
Oh, that's it. That's all we need. Yeah. Folks. That's
now,
not...
get out.
So as you will hear, as you can hear, Phil is a seminal puppeteer.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had to say that and not spell it.
Me too.
Yeah.
And thusly, must be a big fan of Alf.
Love it. Big fan of Paul Fusco in general.
What else has Paul Fusco done that you've enjoyed?
He did a series of festive specials pre-Alf. He did a fantastic one about the Easter Bunny.
That's right. I didn't earn this button here just for being witty, handsome, sophisticated. When you're good, you're good.
And when you're the best, you can't get better.
Miss Fifi, am I really the only one in your life?
For the moment.
Miss Fifi, when you were made personnel manager, your job specifically stated you were to keep the chickens happy.
He did a great one about some dogs or something, and a turkey, and a great space one. In space.
Space cats.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
No, not space cats.
A different one.
There was a random one-off. He did a few sort of pilots pre-Alf.
Oh, okay.
Space Cats was great, but it was a cartoon, wasn't it, most of it?
Yeah, well, yeah.
The puppets were great.
Puppet wraparounds, which is the bit you want, really.
Yeah, I was curious.
It's very much a Little Muppet Monsters situation.
Yes, it is.
You know, that is a deep cut.
That is niche as well.
But as we're talking to a puppeteer, I feel...
I like Little Muppet Monsters. They just basically did some wraparounds to Crowbar in...
Terrible Japanese animation.
Muppet Babies and a Muppet Show type animation.
Yeah, there was a Pigs in Space and...
it was now.
Kermit Private Detective or something like that. But the Little Muppet Monsters, fantastic theme tune.
Really?
They're down in the basement, everybody knows.
I did that bit at the end. It wasn't
it was good.
Thank you.
It's not about Alf, but you know, it was Alf adjacent because Alf was on Saturday mornings eventually as a cartoon.
Yes, it was. Little Muppet Monsters, however, was not. I think it was 3 episodes and it was pulled.
So, when did you first watch Alf? Have you any early memories of Alf?
Yes, I remember seeing the trailer for it.
Really?
When it was on, and that day, it was on a Sunday, I think, the first one, possibly.
Well, it were all over the place. It was on a Saturday, most regions, when it first launched.
I seem to remember it being a Sunday, but I might be wrong. But that day, I was out doing a march
You sorry?
I was marching.
You're marching?
With the Cubs.
Oh, right.
Against Alf.
Yeah. Down with Alf! Placard we had written in excrement. Not our own.
No, you bring it along. You bring it along.
And I saw the trailer, and the trailer, I remember, the only image I remember from the trailer is the shot of Alf sat on the floor in front of the couch next to that little kid. And it wasn't the costume Alf, the hideous Alf, it was the proper Alf
with
the holes through the floor.
Yeah, you've come on to another one of our bete noirs there, which is the small person in a suit is absolutely hideous.
Alf, that's aspect. In brackets, absolutely hideous.
Perhaps you, as a puppet maker, an expert, could tell us the differences that you've spotted when you've watched it between the little man in a suit and the real puppet.
Well, the little man in the suit does not have the same proportions of Alf, because the puppeteer has got full-size arms and hands and stuff, and therefore Alf has got shoulders, which he shouldn't have. He looks better in series episode one when he's first scruffy, I think. You don't see his shoulders.
Well, we said that. He's very dishevelled in the first one.
I never like it.
He looks a bit more like Shade McGowan.
early on. Which
obviously he's got a lot of gruffer voice. What's he's like, hey, Willie, let me...
And it was Rolf the dog's voice he was doing an impression of.
Was that right?
That's what he did originally.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Because he'd done a bit with Jim Henson, I think. I think he was responsible for bringing Muppet Monsters down.
Torpedoed.
Yeah. But no, the puppet versus the man in the costume isn't the same proportion, so they always jar. Well, at the beginning, when the puppet leans in, breathes on the camera, goes out, then the little man wanders in.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
He has this little podding kind of like... Because Alf just walks, just moves, obviously. Because recently we watched him hand in hand with Brian.
Yes.
Walking into a room, but they decided to use
the puppet rather than the little man.
Yeah.
So they're using the system of trenches. Yeah. And they're walking together, and it's brilliant.
It's always better.
Oh, great.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. And his arms are longer when it's a puppet.
Yeah.
So in short, I hate it.
Good. I'm glad.
I can't remember.
I
can't remember what point they get rid of the little live action Alf.
Yeah, it's early doors. I don't think they used it much.
And there's one shot where the little man in the suit dives under the bed, and it's a really quite exciting shot. You get a good long look at the
action Alf.
Sparingly. I do like the costume. I'd have liked to have. It'd be nice on display.
Mm.
And when you see the photographs of the full body one with little lad and stuff, that's always the puppet one.
Yeah,
that's been animated. It's not the suit because it's not the same.
No, well, yeah.
As we know.
It doesn't look... as you say, it's uncanny. I've never thought...
Because the way it's just on them photographs, when you're performing that, your hand goes into the elbow. So the puppet's arms are long, but his arms aren't.
Mm.
And it always looks jarring.
And obviously you've made your own.
I've made my own Alf, as you can see here.
Oh, he's just behind us, just thinking about cats, currently.
He's thinking, where's the cat, Willie? Where is that cat?
Do the voice.
Hey, Willie, where's the cat?
Thank you. Hey, Willie, where's the cat? Willie, where's the cat?
All right, that's enough voice. I can't do the voice.
He's very upsetting when he's got that gruff voice.
Yes.
But he's much more, he's a bit more exciting.
It's
like having Nick Nolte in that part.
I thought you could say Nick Knowles then, which is not as good.
Horrifying.
As long as he don't bring his guitar.
Here we will.
Have you heard his album?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one needs that. But
that's brought the mood down somewhat, hasn't it?
We're done.
Nick Knowles played.
Because Alf had hits as well, which Nick Knowles did not have.
A hand in.
But
Paul Fusco did.
Yeah, very good.
Well, back on track.
Your opinion on Paul Fusco as a puppeteer?
I think he's brilliant. Mm. Yeah, very great. I love Alf. I would put him up there with Roland Rat as being a standout character. Strong character.
I'd say they're very similar connections to make, actually.
Yeah.
With a kind of, a little bit of sass, a little bit of... Edge and definitely. Although ironically, Roland Rat didn't work as much when you took him out of that kind of live. Anything can happen. Like I don't know if you're familiar with doing live television with a puppet.
No.
Puppet, but
it's too pathetic.
It's much more exciting when you can send things.
Oh, I totally agree.
Awry.
Yeah, as you're aware.
Yeah,
but he did all the voices in Roland, which is far off. So there wasn't much ad libbing on that.
No.
So all the characters were pre-recorded, Kevin and co, and played in.
Yeah.
Because Ronnie Lee Drew often performed some of the puppets on the Roland Rat show. Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting when we see more Melmacians as well, that Paul Fusco voices most of them.
But it was also, you can see how good Paul Fusco is when you see other elves involved, because whoever's doing them isn't really have that fluidity of...
Oh, they're not as good, Fusco.
No.
But he'd done it for a long time.
The other elves look like... decoy previous
they'd have
versions.
Been prototypes
prototypes that is the word they look like
they also used to rehearse with a different puppet
Well, this is interesting. No, Ralph. This is interesting, because I was looking into this week. We won't get this for a while. But I couldn't find any pictures of Ralph anywhere on the internet. But he does appear in one of the episodes for a very brief split second when they needed two Alfs on screen. So at some point in season three, we'll get the scene where we see...
Alf and Ralph
together.
My God.
Maybe briefly. Good. I love stuff like that.
Paul made the original Alf.
That's a bit of a bombshell.
Yeah, it's true. He built it. Because if you look at the old pilots that I'm referring to earlier, shit. Excuse the language.
No, more language.
Breasts.
Funny.
Bosoms.
That's enough language.
Yes, too much language. If you look at the old pilots I was referring to earlier, Paul made all those puppets as well, and they all have the same sort of really loose jaw, like Alf Scott.
Okay.
That's his sort of style.
It's an interesting... It's not a Muppety.
No, well, that's what he had to keep away from, really, because he had the same manager, you know, as Jim Henson.
Not Bernie Brillstein.
Brillstein, yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
There's something about the Alf puppet which is very, you know, it's not. You look at certain puppets and go, that looks like a knockoff.
Yeah. But he couldn't do that at the time because it was still on, and it was, apart from Muppet Monsters, of course, God rest his soul, but other shows are still in syndication.
Yeah.
But he had got connections with Bernie Brillstein. Or Bernie Brill Cream, as I call him.
Oh, very good, very good.
He's only just died, hasn't he? Yeah. Not that long ago. He's a finger in many pies, including the Alf pie, of course.
You had a finger in Alf pie.
Best pie. The best pie, which, of course.
Cat pie.
Cats, yes. do you actually remember liking, like, the sitcom part of it, or were you just like... I assume by that point when it was on, you knew you were your puppet fan.
Yes, I think I liked it because it was a puppet in it, really. I'd have watched it had it been a documentary of the puppet in me.
I would watch A World at War with Alfie.
Yeah, no, you see, you would.
I would watch that.
I don't remember watching it thinking anything other than, oh, that's a great puppet and great puppetry. I won't have bothered. I don't remember the sitcom element wasn't what attracted me to it.
No, we've found the scenes without Alfin are the most beige.
Yeah. Interminable.
Family.
Yeah.
It's like a nothing show. It's like drinking water or dry bread.
Oh, we never drink water.
Never drink water.
And then Alf comes in and it's a fine Chardonnay.
It's a slightly better water.
It's like a less...
Perrier.
Yeah, it's not hard water.
So it's soft water and nice water, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
So, it's northern water. But no, yes... It's rubbish without Alfin, yeah. And that guy hated working with Alf, didn't he?
Yeah.
Famously.
That's right.
At the end of the series, he just left.
Without saying goodbye to anybody.
And then apparently a very downward spiral for many years.
Yeah.
Until he got him a Norm Macdonald. It was almost fine at the end, and then he died.
Yes. Yeah. And then Norm Macdonald died.
And then Norm Macdonald dies.
He's dying.
Yeah.
And Alf will never...
This is a long podcast, but some people might not get to the end of this, some of the listeners.
Why do you think Alf hasn't returned? Because I think he's a great character.
I think he's a great character. I think he's got potential. And I certainly, Paul still has it. The puppet, I mean. Yeah. And the powers. And people keep saying they're doing a reboot, but it never really seems to happen, does it?
There was a movie, I think, about 12 years ago.
I think people want the sitcom, not a chat show.
They don't, though.
Do they not?
Well, they don't want that sitcom.
No, they want that sitcom. No,
they do, but they don't.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying, based on...
They do, but they won't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and obviously he's done things with the... Is he on what channel is he on? Is it Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah, it's whatever Ryan Reynolds' channel is in America.
He's been on that.
They're re-showing the Alfs on that.
He's done a few adverts.
He's done a few bumpers for that. There's new Alf bumpers for the old broadcast of Alfs. With a flatmate or something.
It's Eric.
Oh, the baby. Yeah. Yes, of course.
We're living with Eric now.
Alf, these big wireless bills are getting ridiculous. I think it's time we joined Mint Mobile's family plan.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Hold your horses! I'm not sure I'm ready for that kind of commitment, Eric.
With Mint Mobile's family plan, anyone can join a plan for only $15 a month. Even you and me.
Look, don't take this the wrong way, but there's a family of raccoons down the street that have been wooing me.
It's not showing. We don't show it in England, do they, at all, anyway?
No,
I don't think so.
No, it's very poor. I don't think they ever have... I don't think it's ever been on streaming, but it is all on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Although it always finds, when I'm editing the episodes later on, I go, oh, we talk about this line, and I go to the YouTube version, and it's a syndicated one, and it's never in there.
Oh, my God, because adverts.
You know,
they cut out a lot of crackpot stuff. But yeah, that scene, the end scene of Willie dressed as Elton John, that wasn't in the syndicated. It just ended before then. And it's one of the greatest scenes in the history of television.
I'm appalled.
Yeah.
Appalled, Fuscode.
Very good. Full circle.
That's why we do these things. Creative minds.
Yeah.
Creative minds together.
Yeah.
We create puns.
What would you do with Alf as a puppeteer?
What would I do with
him? Not mean kissing or like that.
I would kiss him.
How would you envelop him in a modern project?
I don't know.
That's good.
Great stuff.
Oh no, it's like a sitcom is probably the, because no one's done it since.
No, it's a tricky one because I don't know what to do with him. It's a chat show or something. He did a chat show. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
With, like Hacker would work well in a. You need a regular scene, and then you throw something in.
I give you that.
You know, a little firecracker, if you will, just
a little fire hacker.
Good
rhymes.
I'm staring right into his eyes.
I'm staring into your soul, Ben Baker. And I don't like what I see.
No, that's fair enough. It's been too many Alf episodes. It's just that's all it's in. That's all I've done.
Alfred. How many episodes did they do?
99.
Plus
the movie.
Which was about 10 years after, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, a bit more.
96.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, so it's 6 years later.
Oh, did it?
Because
it was taken off due to Will Smith's thing, wasn't it?
It was replaced by Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah. But it was
never
also
forgiven him.
Double billed with the appalling Ferris Bueller sitcom.
I don't remember that.
Exactly.
But I never liked the film.
Exactly.
Didn't like the film.
No, that was the double bill originally when they replaced Alf. And obviously the Fresh Prince took off, but the Ferris Bueller did not. And they should have just brought Alf back.
I'll never forgive Smith. I'm glad he hurt his hand on Chris Rock's face.
I'm glad his wife left him.
Yeah.
Talking of films you don't like, this had nothing to do with Alf. Tell us your shocking opinion about Muppet Christmas Carol.
I think it's boring. too boring, not enough Muppets, too much Michael Caine. Yawn. Muppet Treasure Island, better. Funnier.
Muppets in Space?
I like it!
I love Gonzo. He's always my favourite. So anything which centres heavily around Gonzo is all right with me.
Watch him down. You can picture him.
It's a very merry Muppet Christmas movie.
I love it. Try him on. Go on.
Oh, well.
Oh. For the benefit of the listeners.
He has to go in a kind of a freckle.
Ben is now putting on Gonzo.
Someday I'm going all back there. Can't do the voice. Won't do that. I refuse to do the voice. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful puppet.
Thank you.
And
it's made out of the same stuff as Alf.
It's the original 70s
Muppet Show suit.
Yeah, which is very novelty of the time. And I love him when he's that. I don't understand him when he's not in.
I agree.
You know, they've tried to sort of modernise him. And at least Dave Goldsby is still
alive.
You know,
that's
doing
a good start.
That is a beautiful thing. And
I think we've all enjoyed ourselves today a little bit too much.
Have you anything else to say about Alf before we stop the tape?
I'm a fan of Alf. Long may he reign. Paul Fusco is one of my favourites. I'm a big fan of Fusco and Dave Claridge. They're up there, big influences on me, as they always will. So I thank you for that. And don't sue us for this photograph you may see.
Yeah, we notably haven't added Alf in any of these things yet, have we? So,
Indeed, you could say, when it comes to legal things, we're just normal men.
We're just innocent Alf fans.
Hooray!
Hooray, and good night.
All friends in the end.
Thank you.
Marvellous.
Thank you.
I think that's recorded.
You should have recorded that. That was a bloody good rehearsal.
Yeah, that would have been great.
It's great. Remember this fella? Bill Eagle.
Where is Titty Bob?
I don't know. I think there he is.
Oh, I can see him.
You can just about see his bobs.
Oh, there we are. Yeah.